All right.
Okay, so
five, four, three, two.
All right. Hello. All right. Beauty, good day, eh? You know, this past week I've been on a Bob and Doug McKenzie kick. I don't know why. But, hey, you know, hose head, take off.
Beauty, all right. Eh? Well, hey.
Are you even old enough to know who Bob and Doug McKenzie are?
Maybe I do.
Folks, I'm old enough to be his dad. That's how come I asked.
Is it SNL?
No, 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 SCTV.
Okay. Not so bad. I'm the same age as Zachary, and I didn't know about it till he mentioned it in my class. We talked about this. The Canadian television.
Yes, yes. Comedy also in the room, observing us and wondering if we're completely nuts.
Yes.
Is Christopher. So you may hear Christopher running and fleeing for his life.
Uh-huh. Don't be alarmed. One of our tech hub staff.
Don't be alarmed. Also joining us.
Bye, Christopher.
Bye, Christopher.
Lucky duck.
Bye.
Is Kristen Sherwood. Now, Kristen, I'd like you to say hi, introduce yourself mm-hmm. a little bit, and then talk about this College 101. The podcast is mainly to educate everyone about College 101. So, Kristen, take it away.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me, Zachary and Brendan. My name is Kristen Sherwood, and I'm the College 101 coordinator. I've actually been working here at Clark for 11 years this month.
Yay!
In an adjunct capacity for most of them. It worked out great for me. It was fine. And I taught and still teach in the Human Development Department. But now I'm working full-time coordinating College 101. College 101 is a course for new students or students new to Clark, ideally in your first or second quarter. Although some folks who have had more than 30 credits seem to have snuck in too, because it's so compelling that they wanted to take part. And we are in some ways an extended orientation to Clark in our class, but we cover topics including academic advising and an introduction to career services, and we talk about financial literacy, we introduce power, privilege, and inequity. Have every student in our class complete Smarter Measure, mm-hmm. an outstanding tool brought to us by our friends in the library that tells students really their readiness for an online course, but we don't use it in that capacity as much as sort of overall college readiness. And we really look at two components of it: what it tells students about how they manage their time, mm-hmm. or maybe how they don't, and also about their learning preferences, so right. sort of their learning style. So that's two pieces that we cover. We go over resources far and wide on this campus. Next week I'm taking my classes on a tour, assuming it's not like torrentially raining, uh-huh. but maybe even so. Mm-hmm. And we bring in guest speakers, an academic advisor, we visit career services, we come to the library and have a tour. Mm-hmm. What else?
Brendan?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but does Smarter Measure cover technology awareness or literacy as well?
It certainly does.
Yeah,
yes.
I thought so.
Yes, and so it tells students their general technology
yeah.
awareness, you
yeah.
know, sort of how
exactly.
much they know, but it also does a little typing test.
Yes.
And it tells you how fast you type and how accurately you type. And that, I have to say, is one of the more impactful pieces of feedback to students. I think that oftentimes are a little bit stunned mm-hmm. By what it tells them, you know. So, but it's really a great tool. I love Smarter Measure. And what's really nice for me is that I can go into the admin piece of it mm-hmm. and I can look at people's, you know, I don't go into great detail,
yeah.
but I can see it's all color coded.
Yeah.
So it starts at, I guess blue is, you know, your on top of things, mm-hmm. it's sort of the highest, and then green, yellow, red. And so I can see just the colors mm-hmm. and see if a student has a lot of, you know, essentially truly red flags, you know, I know mm-hmm. that they're going to have to look at some, you know.
So I have a couple questions
yeah.
here. One, what would you say to a student that says, oh, I don't need this, I don't need College 101, I've got time management down, I'm
mm-hmm.
able to use technology okay.
Right.
Or also, my second question is, how do you encourage students or tell students, hey, don't take the score necessarily too personally.
Mm-hmm.
It's
right.
not necessarily saying you're not going to make it. It's just letting you know.
Sure.
That you, so how do you, when students approach you with those two questions?
Yep, I have an answer to both of those
things.
All right. You know, what's interesting is that I have yet to have a student tell me that they don't need the class. And at this point, you know, students are self-selecting into the course, so that might be why. But, well, they'll, you know, they'll always self-select. But anyway, students are self-selecting. They get to decide that they want to take it. But I honestly think there are tools for any student, whether you think you've got your whole college life squared away or not, because it's very specific to Clark College. So a student might come in here and think they know exactly what they want to do, but they've never seen an academic advisor. So we have them as an assignment, meeting with an academic advisor and creating an ed plan. And I've had a lot of students who have said, oh, I thought I was going to go this way, and now I'm going to go that way. And it's just some concentrated time to really look at yourself as a student and what all of the tools and resources are on this campus that people don't know about. You know, I take people to the scholarship wall, and most people are like, I had no idea there was a scholarship. Did you all know there was a scholarship wall on campus?
I
didn't
know there was a scholarship wall, yes.
I think I walked by it yesterday and missed it. But
had we done this last week, you would have had to say no. So that is my, I mean, I really can find something. And like I say, I have a couple of students this quarter who are not first and second quarter students, mm-hmm. and they're not objecting to the content. I mean, it's not super arduous, so it's not like I'm, you know, pulling, you know, pushing people through the mill, that's not the right saying, but it's not, you know, so if someone didn't think they really needed it, it's not terribly painful,
right.
You know.
Right.
And your second question was,
if
Smarter Measure does provide a few red flags,
right.
Smarter Measure is cool in that it not only tells you where you're at, but then it gives you all these resources, like links to real resources.
Mm-hmm.
So what I always say to students is, it's not, you know, if there are some barriers, knowing about them is not going to make them come true, but it's going to give you the feedback that you need, that I need to work on this. So I'm not going to, you know, if Smarter Measure tells me that I need to work on my typing, chances are on some level, I knew I needed to work on my typing, and having someone tell me that doesn't make it a bigger issue. It just brings it to the forefront, like, okay, this is something I really need to work on. And, oh, Smarter Measure has a couple of typing tutorials linked right there. So it's not, in fact, I was reading a student's feedback. Our whole College 101 class is on Canvas,
mm-hmm.
so we have a Canvas shell. And we don't have a textbook, so there's only a $10 fee to take the class, which is nice. And in Canvas, students have to respond to certain questions, and a couple of them are about Smarter Measure. And I had someone write yesterday, or I read it yesterday, that I was afraid of what Smarter Measure would tell me, and it was all, you know, fine. You know, even if some of it's like, you need to work on time management. I mean, I took Smarter Measure before I started teaching the class, and time is a minor concern for me too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that I'm going to say, well, forget it, I can't teach because time is a concern. It just means it's true. My time is
mm-hmm.
busy. It doesn't mean I can't get done what I need to get done, but if I'm planful about it. So I have some good tips.
Nice.
That
sweet.
I give people.
And how well has the class been going?
It's been going well. We are in our second year. So last year we piloted the course, and this year is a little more full steam ahead. We had 12 sections in the fall. We have 10 this quarter. And
when you say section, you mean a class.
So, yes, I'm sorry. 12 classes in the fall, and two of them were online, and one was at CTC, and then the rest are here.
So how does an online class work? If you're doing this College 101 and you're going to be giving tours for your face-to-face class,
right.
What are the online classes doing?
Oh, we have an online tour where you can walk through a PowerPoint that shows you all these different resources on campus, actually.
So if I'm an online student and I'm not able to make it to campus, does this College 101 online tell me how to contact those places so I can get the help I need without having to come to campus?
Yes. The online course was designed by an online instructor, which is not me because I've never taught fully online. Or partially online, for that matter. But we had it developed with an instructor who is an online instructor, and in conjunction with my input and other people's input. And it's designed for a student who may never set foot on campus. We actually don't think at this point very many of the students who have taken the class online are those students. I think most of them can get to campus.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, you know, not unlike the students who are at CTC. A lot of the resources that we're talking about are designed for the main campus.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the resources are on the main campus.
Right.
We have to talk about, you know, we're here to, and we can talk about them. But We have a career services assignment that you don't have to visit career services to answer the questions. You can complete the assignment by using their website, for instance. So yes, we have done our best. The academic plan online. So we're working on what I would describe as the sustainability of some of these assignments for the online and CTC.
Interactivity.
Say that again.
Like interactivity.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are some components that we don't yet that are fit more comfortably if you're in a face-to-face class on campus.
Understood.
But we're working. I mean, that's an issue because we don't want that to be the case. We want it to give people the same content. And the instructors who have taught last quarter, there were two online courses, and this quarter there are two sections as well, and they fill like. Did y'all hear that?
Absolutely.
Very quickly.
Our sound effects crew is taking notes. Right
now. So anyway, the online classes are very appealing to a lot of students. You know, I'm not sure for some students, first quarter, if you can be on campus, I highly recommend it in a face-to-face class. But you know.
Nice. So just before we end this, I was wondering. I heard some stats that you had.
Oh yeah, I have a good stat.
Use those.
I want to tell you my statistics.
Because I don't want you to bring stuff here and not
No, that's okay. Right, I appreciate that. No, we just completed the. When I say we, I will give a shout out to Julie Robertson in Planning and Effectiveness has just completed an assessment or an analysis, I guess is the right word, of the what. Fall quarter College 101, and first term students who took College 101 had higher retention rates compared to those who did not by almost a difference of 9 percentage points improved. So what I like to say to students is retention is a word that may or may not be appealing to a student, but what I say is if you are here to complete a goal, what that tells me is that a higher percentage of students who completed College 101 are on their way towards completing their goal, and that's what matters to me, is that a student is completing his or her academic goals, and that's my definition of retention.
Well put, yeah.
Thank you.
Are there any other nuggets on there?
Well, I mean, there's that's what I've highlighted. I don't want to get too nuts and boltsy, you know.
Gotcha.
I mean, we're not on Car Talk after all.
Oh, she snuck it in. Oh, I was waiting for that.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Right. Well, so
we're not going away though.
No, so, we're not. No. Unlike
maybe yeah, whatever.
Oh, no.
Never mind.
You're not
so
going away.
To follow up here,
yes.
College 101 is a course that students self-select. That means they get to choose. It's not mandated as of this point in time.
Right.
It's only $10.
Yeah.
Right. So it's only $10.
It's only $10. It's fun.
Yeah. Kristen Sherwood.
She says with a megaphone to her mouth, it's fun.
And if you come to the library and you're unfortunate enough to have me as one of the library instructors, you have to put up some, you know, stupid humor. But it's also I'm trying to make it entertaining.
Do you want to know a joke that he'll be sure to tell you?
Oh, go
no,
ahead.
No, I won't do it. I won't do it. You have to come to the library.
No spoilers. and it can also be taken online so that if you are in a position to not be able to come to campus or you know you're just not able to for whatever reason, then you could do it all online.
Yep.
And that sounds like it has some benefits as well.
And if you are on the east side of town, you can take the class at CTC. I think in the spring quarter, it's going to be offered at CTC at 9 o'clock, Mondays and Wednesdays at 9.
Wow, not only is this an informational, that's my new word for the informational.
Infra-emotional.
Not only is this very informative, it's also, we should be getting money from the marketing committee, for the people from marketing.
No kidding, yeah. I know.
So
Watch it.
Yeah. All right, so, Brendan, anything else you want to add?
I think that's it. I had something, but I lost it now. This class also sounds like it gives a good estimate of your college readiness.
Yeah.
Oh, yes,
well.
Absolutely.
And a great introduction to the technology on campus and the resources. And I plug the Tech Hub with great regularity.
Thank you.
Because people will say to me, I couldn't upload a picture. Uh-huh. And I will say, yeah, I'm not so good at uploading pictures either. Go to the Tech Hub. They'll help you. So.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Super.
All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming in on And
anytime.
Thank you. I'm babbling now. All right. So we're going to end it, and we will be back, who knows, maybe in 20 years, maybe in 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
We'll see.
All right.
Perfect.
All right. And then we'll fade to whatever.
Cue the ending music.
Cool. Yeah. Bye.
Oh, that was so much fun, you guys. Uh-oh. Oh, God. Don't delete it.
I'm not deleting it.
Whatever you do, don't delete it.